with her two hands sticking out. And they could not find that man. It seemed that he stole a truck from the cemetery. And he stole the keys and he went to get the truck. And when he came out with the truck, she said something to him about the truck. And he grabbed her. Well, they could not find that nigger for a week. Well, she had one of the largest funerals ever been in Mobile. Everybody liked him.
Yes, ma'am.
And she had a beautiful voice, just beautiful. Well, anyhow, when they did catch him, he was on Ames Street, North Ames. He'd rented a room. In the room, he had a supply of groceries. He had rosaries, you know, that the Catholics use, prayer beads.
Yes, ma'am.
He had them strung on the walls. I hear now her wristwatch and her rosary and what else was it? Something else belonged to her. And he had a crucifix. Now what that had to do with her, I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyway, they finally caught him. Now he's claiming that he was so heavenly, filled with marijuana. I believe it was marijuana.
Yes, ma'am.
That his one desire was to kill. And he would have killed you or I or anybody that came his way. And do you know, I really believe he's going to get off. He's not going to, they're going to take him, I think, to Birmingham to try him. Because the people are so insincere about it.
Yes, ma'am.
It's just scared everybody to death. And he's been in Searcy's 3 times, and yet his mother says, why didn't they send him to a detention home then? Well, why didn't they?
So he was just running around loose.
Yeah, running around loose.
No excuse for that.
No, uh-uh.
Have you ever heard talking about blacks, and have you ever heard one say anything, use any particular name, if he were angry with a white man, he might call him something, I don't know, that might be used commonly in this area?
Well, as a general group, of course I've never had any experience with them. But they'll cuss you out.
Mm-hmm.
There's no profane language than there would be anything else.
Oh, I see.
They wouldn't fuss at you.
Mm-hmm.
They might call you a son of a bitch, but
ordinarily
they'd call you worse than that.
Right.
They just get vicious. They're more of an animal. And you see, we have down in this section the Cajun, which is a half-breed, the Indian, the Negro, and the whites, and the Creoles.
What are they?
Creoles were originated in France. Did you, well, of course you didn't, you were too young, but I have a picture that Jeanette Gaynor was in, and they were bringing the French girls over in ships to get them husbands in this country. Beautiful, she sang beautifully anyway. And that was the beginning of the French girls being over here. They settled around Plaquemine and...
Is that in Alabama?
No, Louisiana.
Oh.
What is that place there in Louisiana? It's up from, not as far as Lafayette. But right in through there.